it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Genesis 18,
verses 1 and 2.
And the Lord appeared unto him, that Abraham, in the plains of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Oluwasi faraha, elaini Abrahamu, anini igbo Mamre, unsi jokoli enu onagoni moru ojo.
And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. Somebody is going to have visitors of joy this month.
Amen.
And I mean, somebody will have visitors of joy this month. As a matter of fact, somebody will receive visitors of joy today. When we talk about divine encounter, there are cases of those who went to meet God. But the sweetest of all divine encounters is when God himself came to visit. Because when God decides to visit somebody, the life of that fellow can never be the same again.
And
usually, he comes to visit in critical situations. For example, in the passage we read here, God decided to visit Abraham. At a time when all hope of him becoming the father of Isaac was lost. At a time when he looked as if all the promises of God over the past 25 years were not going to be fulfilled. We are already in September. And somebody says, the moment you begin to hear ba ba ba, you know the year is ending. And you hear September, October, November, December, you know the year is almost gone. And there are some of us who begin to wonder, the promises of God for me at the beginning of the year, will they be fulfilled? Now come to tell someone this morning, as the Lord lives, before this year runs out, all his promises for you will be fulfilled. God visited Abraham when all hope seemed to be lost. But the one who came to visit is the one who, according to Colossians
1:27,
Colossians 1:27, it says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I prophesy to somebody this morning. For the rest of your life, it will be glory. And when you get to Genesis 19:1, you find these visitors again visiting another man called
Lot.
Lot in Genesis 19:1 was already a big man.
He
was one of the elders of Sodom and Gomorrah. Was one of those who sat at the gate. But unknown to him, destruction was closing in. But he had visitors of joy who came to rescue him from destruction. There might be some of us, when we look at the situation surrounding us, it looks as if problem is even more than ever before. I have good news for you this morning. Because of the visitors of joy you are going to receive, your destruction will be changed to testimony. Because the one visiting is the one referred to in John 10:10. John 10:10.
He
said, I have come that you might have life. And have it more abundantly. I have come that the sick might be well. I've come that the well might be even stronger. I've come that the great might become greater. I've come to change destruction to testimony. Before this month runs out, somebody will be giving serious testimony.
Amen.
And when you get to Luke, 1 Kings 17:8-16. You find again the story of a widow who was at a crisis point. Things were very, very serious for her. She had only 1 meal left to prepare for herself and her son, and then to wait for death. But a visitor of joy came in. And what was to be her last meal became her first. There might be one or two of us here who are already at crisis point. The day you share your testimony, people will say, let us write this down for history. Because we are reading about the widow of Zarephath today. Thousands of years after she died, if the Lord tarried, there is somebody here this morning, your testimony will still be shaking the ground thousands of years after you are gone. The story of a woman who had a blind mother.
So ni ya to jure fo.
And they were very poor.
Odi je dalaka.
They were staying in a rented house.
Oh ya ilegbe ni.
And the rent began to accumulate.
Owo lezi bresi gori owo le lai ri san o di gbese.
When the landlord come.
Nigba ti baba onilede.
He would look at the blind woman.
Awo obirin to paju yi.
I said, okay, I will wait a little longer. After I waited and waited, he told the woman, I'm sorry. If you don't pay your rent by tomorrow, you and your mother will have to leave this place. Because there's nothing, I can't wait any longer. And then he left. And this woman cried to the Almighty God. Where will I go? If they throw me out, my case is easy. But what about this old woman? Who is blind? You have to do something. So she cried all night. And fell asleep. When she woke up in the morning, she smelled the smell of food being prepared in the kitchen. Who could be in the kitchen? Only two of us in this house. And when she got to the kitchen, she found the mother is the one preparing breakfast. Because overnight, God has opened her eyes. Somebody is going to receive a visitor of joy today. So she said to the Almighty God, you opened the eyes of my mother because I was complaining about the fact that she was blind. I am sure you can do something about my
debt.
And after eating breakfast, praising God, she went to check the mail and discovered an uncle she had not heard about for years had died and left all his money for her. Enough money not only to pay the rent but even to buy the house. And somebody here listening to me this morning, very soon it will be banks that will be owing you. When you go to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 9, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 9, you hear it about the Shunammite woman who was regularly receiving a visitor of joy. At a time when she had resigned to her faith, I have money, I have a house to live in. I have a good husband. The only thing is I have no child. God has been good. We will keep on praising him. When the visitor of joy came, and one day the visitor of joy asked her, what do you need? He said, I need nothing. The man of God said, I have discovered you need something. Something remains that is not allowing your joy to be full. And the man of God said, it is already and I'm standing as the representative of the Most High this morning. And I'm saying to someone here, whatever remains that will make you joyful, God will give it to you this morning. When you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible said God visited Solomon at night. At a time when Solomon thought he had everything except one thing. he lacked something that the Bible called the principal thing.
Oh, shall you see?
According to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Proverbs 4 verse 7. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Why is it principal thing? The elder says a fool and his money are soon separated. In other words, even if a man is rich but he hasn't got wisdom, he will soon lose the wealth. The day that Solomon received the visitor of joy, the principal thing was handed over to him. In addition to wealth, the kind the world has never known before. Somebody here this morning, when they are talking about you, when they gather all wealthy people together, and they are trying to say, how come you are the wealthiest of them all? They will say because he or she has divine wisdom. That wisdom of God that the Bible calls the principal thing, somebody will receive it this morning. When God visited Peter in Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 3, he was at the height of frustration. He had fished all night and caught nothing. He was frustrated. He was tired. He was poor. He was fighting about tomorrow. But when he got that visitor of joy, his frustration was changed to promotion. Because the one who visited him is the one who is the promoter. And he said to him, you up to this moment, you are a fisherman. But from now on, you become the fisher of men. Anytime anybody goes to Israel, they made sure that they took him to where Peter was catching fish and he caught nothing. They may not take you to any place where the other disciples were born, but they will make sure they showed you where Peter was fishing. And they will take you to where Jesus was born, where he was baptized, where he was killed, where he rose from the dead, and they will take you to where Peter was fishing. I'm prophesying to somebody today, very soon, when people come from abroad to Nigeria, they will visit your village. Today, nobody knows you. Some of you are even frustrated right now. You've been walking and there's nothing to show for it. But the world will hear about you before you die. And when they come to visit Nigeria, they say, we cannot go back until we have visited the village of so and so. And who is that so and so? Let me hear you say amen loud. And then when you go to Acts chapter 10, and you read verses 1 and 3. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 3. You see a man there called Cornelius. He received a visitor of joy. But he received this visitor unexpectedly. He wasn't waiting for any visitor. He was minding his own business. And the visitor of joy came suddenly. Because Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. Malachi chapter 3 verse
1.
Says, the Lord whom ye seek shall come suddenly to his temple. The one you came to have an encounter with. The Bible says he will come suddenly to his temple. What that means is, even before you leave this morning, you will have a visitor of joy. When we first came to this campground, we were preparing for the first convention. We had a big problem. Because the land here is clay. We dig a well today. Before we have gone 6 feet or 2 meters, we will get the water. We will be happy.
You know what you do?
We will take water from there to dig the first auditorium. By tomorrow morning, the well has closed up. We dig another one. And dig another one. And dig another one. And they kept on collapsing. And then convention remained 1 week. What am I going to do? The number one thing that everybody needs when they come to convention is water. Even if there's no food, they can fast.
So
they will have to wash. They need water. God, what am I going to do? And suddenly I had a visitor of joy. One man just drove in. I said, what's going on here? Oh, I said, we are preparing for convention. What kind of convention? Oh, Christian convention. Oh, that's a very good thing. What do you need? I said, we need water. We're digging, the well is collapsing. He said, what you need is a borehole. I said, I know that. The problem is that the borehole doesn't... You can't dig it yourself. You need to go and get somebody
who...
He said, I will dig you a borehole. There's somebody here this morning. Before you get home, you will get a visitor of God. I said, sir, thank you very much, sir. But the convention is next week. Only 1 week to go.
He
said, that's no problem. That evening, the engineers came on site. And they began to drill. As they were drilling, they were building the tower where we are going to put the tank. The night before the convention began, in the moonlight, is when we put the overhead tank up there. By the time the people arrived, water was flowing freely. There is somebody here today. The enemy thinks you are going to be put to shame. But because you are going to receive a visitor of joy, your shame will become glory. because the visitor of joy will come suddenly. Tell your neighbor, God is talking about me this morning.
Now,
I have mentioned seven people to you who had visitors of joy. What do these seven have in common? Because when you look at the life of all the seven people that I mentioned here that were visited by God, all of them had one thing in common. Abraham.
Abraham.
Genesis 17 verse 3 to 8. Genesis 17 verse 3 to
8.
When he saw the visitor, he ran to meet them.
And
said, please come. Come and eat. Come and drink. Come and rest. Lord.
Lord.
Genesis 19.
Genesis
verse 2 to 3.
Genesis
19.
Genesis
verse 2 to 3. When he saw the visitor, please come. Come and stay in my house. Come and eat. Come and drink. Come and rest. The widow of
Zarephath.
First Kings chapter 17, verse 11 to 16. First Kings 17, verse 11 to 16. The man of God said, the only food you say you have left, release it to me. He said, all right, you can have it. The woman of Shunem. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 and 10. 2 Kings 4, verses 8 and 10. She was the one who even compelled the man of God to come and eat. And when the man of God began to eat, regularly, she decided to build a house. For her, for him. Solomon. Second Chronicles chapter 1. Verse 6. Second Chronicles 1. Verse 6. Gave God 1,000 burnt offerings in one day. Says God, I want to entertain you. And I will not do it in a small way. I will do it 1,000 times the normal way. Peter, Luke chapter 5, verse 8 to 11. Luke 5, verse 8 to 11. Even after God performed a miracle for him, the Bible said he left all and followed him. God is looking for people who will not become the grabber of his blessing. God is looking for treasurers. People he can bless, and they will say, God, if you want everything, you can have it all.
Cornelius.
Acts chapter 10. Verses 2 and 4. Acts 10. 2 and 4. The Bible said this man was addicted to giving. Addicted to giving. Abraham was hospitable.
Abraham was hospitable.
Lot was hospitable.
Lot, the Gentile Salejo.
The widow of Zarephath was hospitable.
Oh, Zarephath, the Gentile Salejo.
The woman of Shunem was hospitable.
Oh, the Shunem woman Salejo.
Solomon was hospitable.
Solomon, the Gentile Salejo.
Peter was a giver of all.
And if Peter was a giver of all, what else?
Cornelius was addicted to giving.
Cornelius, na, the Gentile Salejo.
Proverbs 11. Verse 24 to 25. Proverbs 11. 24 to 25. He said, there is he that scattereth, and yet increaseth. He said, there is he that withhold more than his meat, And he turns to poverty. He said, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He who is liberal shall receive visitors of joy. The problem of prosperity is not with God. God has more than enough money to spread across all of us in such a manner that there will not be a single one of us who will not be a billionaire. The problem is God is looking for the right steward. Even the little he has given to some of us, we are not even giving him back his
sight.
The little he has given to us, we say it is my own. And you will be the one who will decide whether he will visit you or not. Your life can change this morning forever. But it's in your hand. It is in your hand. Let's stand, please. It is in your hand. There are even some of us who are here this morning. We have not even given our life to him. If you don't give your life to him, how then will he expect that you will give him what he gives to you? He knows that some of us, if he gives us what he has for us, we will go and spend it for the devil, because we have not surrendered our lives to Jesus. But you can change your mind now and come and surrender your life to him, and he will save your soul. And the moment he knows that you are his own, anything else that you want, he will give unto you. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. We're not going to wait for you, because we want. Let's rededicate our life to him. Let's talk to the Almighty God.
I say,
from now on, Lord, anything I am, anything I have, anything I can ever have, I dedicate it to you. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, come now. Come and surrender your life to him. He will save your soul. And things will begin to change for the better. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become
thee.
So if you have not yet given your life to Jesus, hurry up now. He wants to save your soul. And he will make everything new for you. He will make everything new for you. Lord, I dedicate my life to you. Whatever I am, whatever I have, whatever I shall ever have, I dedicate it to you, Lord. I dedicate all to you. I put everything on the altar. Lord God Almighty, I put everything on the altar. You can do whatever you like with my life. Anything you like with whatever I have. And whatever you give me, they are yours. They will remain yours forever. I dedicate my life to you, Lord. I rededicate everything to you. Everything to yourself. To the glory of your holy name. And if there's anyone who is still coming for salvation, you better hurry now, because I'm about to pray. Come quickly, I want to pray now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a ti gbàdúrà.
My Father, my God, I want to thank you for your word.
Bàbá mi àtọ́lọ́run mi, mo dúpẹ́ fún ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
I want to thank you for revelation knowledge.
Mo dúpẹ́ fún ìmọ̀ ti ìṣípayá.
I want to thank you for the people you had visited in the past.
Mo fẹ́ dúpẹ́ fún àwọn tó ti bẹ̀wò ní ìgbà kan náà.
Because I know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Pé mo mọ̀ pé ọkàn náà ní ìlànà lónìí àti títí ayé.
If you had visited people before, you will visit people again.
Ṣé ẹ bá ti bẹ àwọn èèyàn wò ní ìgbà kan náà? Ẹ tún bẹ wọ́n wò nísinsìnyí.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ẹ gbọ́ pé wa lé orúkọ Jésù.
I'm thanking you for those who have come forward this morning.
Mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ fún ọjọ́ ti jáde wá síwájú ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
To surrender their lives to you.
Láti yọ̀ǹda ayé wọn fún yín.
Every one of them.
Olúkúlùkù wọn.
Receive them in Jesus.
Ẹ jẹ́wọ́ gbà wọ́n lé orúkọ Jésù.
Save their souls.
Ẹ gbà fún wọn ìlà.
Forgive their sins.
Ẹ dárí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn jì.
Let your blood wipe away all their sins.
Ẹ jẹ́ ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ kó pa gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn rẹ.
Write their names in the book of life.
Ẹ forúkọ wọn sínú ìwé ìyè.
And give them a brand new beginning.
Ẹ fún wọn ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ọ̀tún àyànrán.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want you to take an offering that will show God that for the rest of your life you have rededicated yourself and whatever you have to Him.
Mo fẹ́ kó mú ọrẹ láti fi hàn Ọlọ́run pé fẹ́ tó kú ayé rẹ ohun gbogbo tó ní ló ti fi jì fún lọ́tàn.
And you're going to pray a very special prayer.
Ó gbàdúrà pàtàkì kan.
With that offering.
Pẹ̀lú ọrẹ yìí.
When you are ready, raise the offering to God.
Nígbà bá ṣe tán, na ọrẹ náà sókè sí Ọlọ́run.
And say, Father.
Sọ pé bàbá.
This year is running to an end.
Ọdún yìí ń sáré tètè lọ sópin.
Visit me too.
Gbẹ̀mí wo.
Visit me today.
Gbẹ̀mí náà wò lónìí.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
This year is running to an end, Almighty God.
Ọdún yìí ń sáré lọ sópin.
Visit me too.
Bẹ̀mí wo.
Visit me today.
Bẹ̀mí wo lónìí.
You visited Abraham.
Obi Abrahamu wo.
You visited Lot.
Obe Loti wo.
You visited the widow of Zarephath.
Obe obìnrin oko Zarephath wo.
You visited the woman of Shunem.
Obe obìnrin Shunem wo.
You visited Solomon.
Obe Solomo.
You visited Peter.
Obe Peteru wo.
You visited Cornelius.
Obe Cornelius wo.
Visit me too.
Bẹ̀mí wo.
Visit Adeboye, Lord. Visit Adeboye today. Visit me today.
Bẹ̀mí wo lónìí. Bẹ̀mí wo lónìí.
Visit me too.
Bẹ̀mí náà wo.
Include me among the people you visited.
Àní fi mí sára àwọn tó bẹ̀ wò.
Lord, visit me today.
Olúwa bẹ̀mí wo lónìí o.
Visit me suddenly.
Bẹ̀mí wo lọ́jọ́ lójijì.
Visit me now.
Bẹ̀mí wo nísinsìnyí.
Visit me while I'm yet in your temple.
Bẹ̀mí wo nígbà tí mo ṣì wà nínú ilé ìjọsìn.
Right now, Almighty God, visit me.
Nísinsìnyí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè, bẹ̀mí wo.
This year is running to an end. Visit me now, Lord.
Bẹ̀mí wo, ó fi àwọn ẹni ìkànnì wò.
Visit me, Almighty God, visit me even now as I'm praying. Almighty God, visit me today.
Bẹ̀mí wo Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
Visit me today.
Ọlọ́run Apálá mi, bẹ̀mí wo.
Visit me today.
Bẹ̀mí wo.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣe bàbá.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a ti gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus'
name.
All your children who have come this morning, visit them today. Because I know if you visit them, all their problems will disappear. Visit them today. If you visit the sick will be made well. Even when you visit the dead, they rise again. All those who are sick, physically, financially, maritally, spiritually, visit them today. Those who are dead, whose businesses are dead, marriages are dead, wombs are dead, joys are dead, visit them today. All those who are frustrated, who have tried and prayed, who have prayed and there have been no answer, visit them today. All those who are facing one crisis or the other, who are in a very critical moment of their life, visit them today. Father, we are reading the testimonies of those who visited.
Baba, carry our table.
These your children. Before Friday, let us hear about their own testimony. Bless the offering of your children. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. Father, I pray. All who have given this money, don't let them ever borrow again. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.